no clue. I think it's on the bottom, though.
Oh, it just started recording. I love how it just, like, automatically records as soon as I put it in there. I don't even press the button. I don't get it.
Welcome to the morning ride with Chris and Tate. It is good to be back over from the break and stuff. So, yeah. We actually didn't record the first 2 days back from break. Because the first day, I was like, hey, yo, I got my wisdom teeth removed, and it still hurts to talk, so I don't want to do the podcast. And the second day, I was busy throwing up in a toilet, so...
For some reason. On the second day.
On the second day back from school, I already got sick, so, it's okay. Now we're back, third day, no issues, kinda. In a new recording studio.
This is gonna be kinda like a test podcast, I guess, because,
again,
like...
I feel like... Once a week we have a test podcast.
Yeah, because Tate now has... We're in a new car.
I am in a hybrid now.
Yeah, we don't have our old...
We don't have the old meme machine, the big SUV.
We don't have the Siri machine. We don't got the... I don't know if we have the loud engine still.
I think it would be less of a problem in this car considering it's a hybrid.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much quieter, but, like, every time we go over bumps and stuff, we'll still be able to hear it, I think.
Yeah.
I still can't get over how small your, like, what is that, stick shift?
Yeah, the stick.
That thing is so tiny. You just, like, use your little fingers to, like, move it around.
Yeah, I can pretty much shift my car with one finger.
Oh, I can't see.
From reverse to neutral to drive.
So, yeah, Tate's got a nice new car. It's so nice and clean, so, like, minimalistic, but we don't have the Siri meme machine anymore.
Yeah.
Hey, there's all the kids that ride my bus.
Cool.
That's...
You wanna flip them off as you drive by?
Fuck you! Alright. luckily, none of them were talking. It's back to the old...
It's back to the old being able to not talk.
So, yeah, We had our 2 week break, so that's why
I'm pretty sure it was a little more than 2 weeks, but
2 weeks and a half break. That's why there has been no content, no nothing being uploaded. Just uttered silence of the deep black dark void.
It's okay, we're still here, guys. We didn't form a suicide pact or anything like that.
Yeah.
We haven't done it yet.
It's yet to be decided. We have like 4 months left of school.
Sounds about right, yep.
I heard rumors that we're supposed to get out, like, May 3rd or something, but Alex was like, our graduation's on May 4th, and I was like, okay.
Well, yeah, that actually makes sense. Graduation's on Saturday, so.
Oh. And...
It doesn't really count as a day of school. It's just like, oh, here's a big party. You're graduating, and, go
congratulations.
Home. Yeah.
No one cares about you. Here's your diploma. Go away.
Pretty much.
So we can make room for the next class and earn more money. And then apparently we have to come back to school for exams after graduation.
Yeah, no, we don't actually. We're taking they're scheduling exams early for everyone.
Oh.
Yeah, you didn't hear about that?
No.
Yeah, we're taking all of our exams early.
Because Miss March was like, yo, so there are rumors speculating that your last day is on May 3rd, but I don't know how your, like, exams are going to play in or whatever. And then I talked to Alex yesterday after school, and he was like, yeah, no one really, they're removing the whole, like, early exam thing or whatever.
Really?
So we have to, like, come back to take the exams with all the other kids after graduation or something? I don't know.
I heard that we were taking exams, with the rest of the kids, but they're gonna take their exams earlier. At least that's what I heard. Alright, anyway, speaking of school, we're gonna rant about our lives today. And talk about MCR and how absolute, utter bullshit it is.
Wait, hold on. I just want to say real quick. if you're wondering what we did over our two and a half weeks.
Oh, yeah. It was bumfuck nothing.
Bumfuck nothing.
I mean, I got my wisdom teeth removed. And that's about the biggest thing that happened.
I sat around. And
did bumfuck nothing.
There was a few days where I played Minecraft for 8 hours straight. And that was about it. So that is my life right now. So yeah, I mean, I went to like Sarasota and Orlando, but even yet those wasn't even fun either. I just kind of sat around and did nothing still. But, yeah. winter break. Yeah, Happy New Year's.
Oh yeah, people. It is 2019. We're 10 days late on that.
I bet you all had a better New Year's than I did.
That sounds oddly depressing.
It was pretty depressing.
Ouch.
Anyways, yeah, so what was it, rant?
Yeah, rant on MCR.
Rant on MCR.
MCR is stands for Math for College Readiness, and that's the math class we're both in.
It's not even like a college math class.
It's not even a college math class, but that's just for reference if you keep hearing us say MCR. It's that.
It's
the only class we actually have together, and it's literally full of retards.
Yeah.
Including myself, but everyone else seems to be a little bit more of an extra retard than I am.
Basically, that class is what you've learned over the past 3 years in Algebra 1, Geometry, and Algebra 2.
Yeah.
And it's just all combined into one class. We haven't even done any geometry, actually.
We haven't done any geometry. It's really just algebra. So, or at least I assume the geometry is coming in the latter half of the year.
I hope not.
I really hope not, too.
I don't want to do geometry.
The thing is, I actually had a interesting geometry teacher, and she didn't really teach us anything. So I'm really hoping we just don't get to the geometry portion of that.
I did not like my geometry class sophomore year, because literally all my teacher did was he would go up onto the Elmo, he would slap a worksheet down, and he's like, all right, get this worksheet and let's do it. And then he would just do all the work and write down all the answers, and we would learn nothing. Because he would do the work for us. We wouldn't do anything by ourselves.
See, my geometry teacher, I was living in Virginia when I had my geometry teacher, so I could pretty much make up anything and make it believable, but I'm not going to do that. So my geometry teacher in Virginia was a literal spaz. And I mean a literal spaz. First off, her last name was Cox. And to a bunch of immature seventh graders, we all thought that was pretty funny.
I had a teacher first grade named Miss Cox. It's kind of interesting.
It's a common last name. Is it? Yeah. C-O-X? C-O-X.
C-O-X.
Hers was spelled C-O-C-K-S.
Oh. Okay. No, yeah. Mine was the COX.
Literally, Cox. Like a chicken, but male and plural.
I had a teacher ask me who my previous year teachers were, and I was going through my list, and I was like, Miss Cox, and then she was like, what? And I was like, Miss Cox, and she was like, oh, that teacher, okay. And I was like, what? What do you mean?
Oh, that's an ad. I was like, that's not music I typically play. So yeah, Miss Cox was a literal spaz, and anything she said was always followed by a hand motion that was random, like real random. Like if she was talking about triangles, she would literally like make the triangles in like. She would, like, draw the triangles in the air with her two fingers and do it, like, three times in a row before actually... And, like, wait for us to nod and understand that this was a triangle as I'm drawing it in the air with my two fingers. And and then she would keep... Like, she would say, all right, class, a triangle has three sides. And then she'd start drawing triangles in the air and then wait for everyone to nod. Another time, she had a big meter stick. And we were all sitting, me, my friend, and someone that my friend was interested in, but they never actually became a thing because she wasn't interested in him. That sort of sort of relationship.
Boys.
Sadder boys. Yeah, so us three were sitting in the front row, and she had a meter stick. And whenever she picked up a meter stick, everyone was ready to block because she would always wave her hands around when she was teaching lectures. So when she had a meter, and I don't know, meter sticks are pretty long. They're obviously a meter. So when she was swinging her arms around with the meter stick in her hand, she accidentally slapped my friend in the face with the meter stick. And, she just kept on teaching. No stop for apology, no nothing. She always was making motions with her hands, and watching her hands while she was teaching was more distracting than the actual material on the board, which I don't know. Dude, she was insane. I promise you, she's probably a serial killer. Or someone that is not mentally right.
My geometry teacher was just, like, really weird. He was kind of creepy.
Like, eccentric, in a way.
Not really. He was always very monotone. He looked like he hated himself a lot, but
so it would be me if I was a geometry teacher. That's what I'm hearing.
No. He looks like he hates himself really, like, hard, but he hides it really well. Like, over, like, a fake, like, fake smile or
so
whatever.
So me if I was a geometry teacher is what I'm hearing.
But you're not balding and you don't have, like, a weird comb over.
But that's not, but maybe later in life when I decide to settle down and become a geometry teacher, then I'll be balding. Which, I hope I don't. I like my hair a lot. I don't want to go bald. Trust me. Yeah, but also, my geometry teacher literally was a hypocrite too when it came to projects and it came to anything. So, what she said was, alright guys, I want you to take a commercial and I want you to make a statement out of it. You know, it was like, if this happens, then this has to happen. If this doesn't happen, then this doesn't happen. If, that kind of thing. Those if-then statements that you had to do in geometry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember what those are called. I'm pretty sure they're just called statements, though. But, yeah, she said, all right, guys, take any commercial. And, make those if-then statements out of it. I'm like, okay. Cool. So I did my commercial, did everything she asked, and I got a B on it. And I'm like, Ms. Cox, how did I get a B? And she said, oh, you were supposed to provide explanations on each PowerPoint slide how like each relationship works. I'm like, Ms. Cox, that wasn't anywhere on the rubric, and then you said that, like, you didn't say that at all in class. And she said, yes, I did. I'm like, maybe to one of your earlier periods, but I'm pretty sure you didn't tell us at all. And she says, no, I promise you, I did.
Just do some Java programming.
Just. I'm like, okay. So then we were doing graphing later in the year. And she says, all right, I want everyone to go on DeviantArt and graph whatever you want as long as it looks cool. And I'm like, that's a relative term. So I'm going to make sure mine actually looks decently impressive before she yells at me for something that, before she yells at me and, you know, I do something wrong. So, I actually make mine relatively impressive. I don't know if you guys know anything about, I don't know if you guys know anything about Pokemon, but I graphed the Pokemon and its name was Giratina. I was relatively proud of it considering it took me 3 hours to do in this stupid line art program. And I did it all with math equations. And I said, hey, Miss Cox, look at this. I probably did the most intricate design you've ever seen. She gave me a C. And I said, Miss Cox, why'd you give me a C? And she said, no anime. I'm like, wait, that wasn't on the rubric. And she says, no, oh, I said it in class. No cartoons, no TV shows, no anime.
Someone really hates, like, animation.
I'm like, wait. What could I have done? And she said, I don't care. I'm like, but why no TV shows, no cartoons, no anime? I'm still a 7th grade child trying to figure out my role in the world and if I still like all these things that are targeted for children. Why can't I do anime? She said, alright, redo the project and I'll give you an A if it's not a TV show, cartoon, or anime. So I did a person, right? And she gave me a B. And I said, Miss Cox, why did I get a B? And she says, this looks like one of them video game characters, and I don't like video games. Like, Miss Cox, what the heck?
Is that what, like, everyone would do? Because at the time, like, you know,
it's 7th grade, everyone's gonna be doing fucking Smash Bros. Brawl shit. The game came out in 2010, and it's still relevant at the time. So I was like, wait, Miss Cox, so if I can't do video games, what do you want me to do? She said, I don't know, do something in real life. So I'm like, okay. So I did it a third time, and she gave me a slightly higher B. And I said, oh God, Miss Cox, what is it this time? And she said, you know what? You've redone it so many times, I just looked at it and gave it a B. And then I said, all right, can you please grade it seriously? And then she looks at it, and she says, what is this? And I said, well, it's a tree. Something from real life. And she goes, it doesn't look real enough. I'm going to keep your grade as is. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it, I quit. I just moved on. I stopped trying to redo it.
I think Victor had to do something similar this year in calculus. Or what is he in? AP calculus?
I don't know what he's in. I don't care about Victor's schedule that much.
He had to do that same thing, but with, like, even more advanced equations.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, why do you do this to yourself?
Like, parabolas and all that shit.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm not a fan.
In our MCR class, I think some kids did that same thing, too.
Yeah, like, that was just, like, proportion sketching. Like, they just sketched to proportion. That wasn't...
Oh.
Yeah, it's like a graphic thing. Yeah.
Well...
Speaking of MCR...
Yeah, back to the...
Let's talk about that class, even though...
MCR rant that was supposed to happen.
Oh, yeah, it's supposed to happen. Don't worry, we still got time. I just knocked my glasses off my face, trying to itch the side of my head. There we go.
Alright. Fail at being a human being.
I fail at everything. I'm a natural failer, so when I didn't fail it, when I didn't fail my first game of Overwatch, I knew I was onto something.
So yeah.
Anyway, MCR. Like we said before, it's math for college readiness, but it really isn't a college class at all. Basically, we've got a bunch of retards in that class, and they do some pretty stupid shit.
It's basically like they took all the seniors who don't care about their education
and threw them in this class.
Yeah, who don't care about math or anything, and they just kind of put them in this like this pot of just shit. Like, yeah. I don't know why we're in there. I would have chosen statistics, but I didn't have enough time.
Had the heartbreak. Christ. Was not. That light turned yellow on me faster than I expected it to.
Something went flying back there.
It's my backpack.
Yeah, your backpack's too heavy and I'm sore. I can't lift that.
It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Ow, my hip. Ow, I just popped it. Okay.
That was random. Okay. Anyway, so our math for college readiness, we didn't really talk about this too much. So my plan was I just wanted to talk about the really stupid shit that they do that was actually kind of funny.
Wait, what stupid shit that was funny?
I don't know, like the one time one of our classmates brought in a giant pencil. And by giant pencil, oh. I mean literally the size, like pretty much almost as tall as him. Maybe, it was maybe like one of those, it's like one of those stupid 4-foot pencils that you get for being like really smart at those science fairs or something like that.
And the thing is, he wasn't the one that brought that in.
Oh, he wasn't?
No, because my first period in Latin, the kid, I think, I don't remember who it was, but some kid in my Latin class brought that pencil in.
Oh.
And it just started, they used it in Latin. And Miss CS did not care.
Of course she didn't care.
And somehow, whoever else brought it into the MCR, I guess they like stole it or something.
Oh, that's great. Anyway, so we had this kid bring in those giant 4-foot pencils and start using it. And our math teacher, she looks at this kid. She says, "Could you stop writing with that pencil?" He's like, and he looks back at the math teacher and says, I didn't have anything else to write with."
But yeah, yes, brought in this giant
as he brought in this giant ass pencil, and she's like, "No, find something else to write with, or you're getting sent up to write." She actually threatens a lot of people. With, like, sending them to the dean's office, but I think she's only done it, like, 3 times this year.
I think, like, maybe 5.
Maybe 5.
5
I don't
times
know.
She sent people
Which,
to
still
the
is team. A lot. You've got a lot of repeat offenders, and they've all been sent in, like, the masses. But it was still 5 times out of pretty much every day that she threatened to throw everyone to the dean's office. Anyway.
They are, like, the kids in that class are so, like, obnoxious. Like, our teacher would be, like, teaching or whatever, like, explaining instruction, like, in the front of the class. Like, everyone's supposed to be seated, like, listening, right?
And then this one kid will start walking around.
Yeah, just, like, Eli or something would just fucking stand up and walk to the front of the class to throw away something and just kind of, like, slowly walk back to his seat. And then, like, our teacher would just be like, what are you doing? You're supposed to be seated. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. I just needed to throw away something.
I'm like, there's a trash can. A, there's a trash can in the back of the class.
Yeah, next to the door.
What the fuck? And then we sometimes we have kids randomly just walk out on a on instruction.
Just, for no reason people walk
they just
out.
Randomly walk out of the classroom and they act like no one's gonna see them. But they're obviously walking out, especially because that door is really fucking loud.
Yeah, and then our teacher just like freaks out. She's like, what are you doing? And then he walks back in and he's just like, what? I'm just going to the bathroom. And she's just like, you didn't ask
to go to the bathroom. Can you not go to the bathroom in middle of instruction, please? If you do it one more time, I'm going to talk to the dean.
And he's just like, oh, okay, I'm sorry that I can't go pee. And it's like, dude, you're retarded. You have, she needs to know that you're leaving.
And then there's this one kid who's talking about his absence from second quarter. I think this was literally yesterday. And he's talking about his absence from second quarter. He's trying to get it cleared up. And he's like, I told you I had a doctor's note.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what. And then she says, was that why you walked in smiling that day? And everyone just goes, And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. I was sick or something, dude.
Dude, like, they are all so sarcastic.
They're also sarcastic. Honestly, though, I see why they do it. She isn't exactly the most entertaining or the most forgiving teacher ever. But, you also have to show some respect to your teacher. I mean, I'm not saying I agree with why they're doing it completely, but I do see why. Like, there is a reason behind it.
Yeah, and it's very concerning, considering the fact that I checked my report card yesterday, and I saw at the bottom, I was checking my grades, and, I have, BB, AA, BB, or whatever, and then I, look at the bottom, and I see O2, comment, displays commendable behavior, displays good character, and I'm like, what the hell, what is that? And then I start looking around for an O2, and I'm like, where did this come from? Who wrote this? And then I see on MCR from our teacher, and I see an O2 under this thing called a C1, which is supposed to be a comment for first semester or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's from our teacher, which is kind of concerning because I'm curious to see what she wrote for literally everyone else in my class.
Considering she sent, I'm going to say at least, so we have a lot of retarded guys in our class. Luckily, the girls that are popular and really don't care about that class tend to just keep silent.
They're kind of retarded too.
They're kind of retarded too, but they decide to keep silent and just laugh every once in a while whenever the guys do something stupid. But I'm pretty sure the guys that start doing really stupid stuff have at least been sent to the dean once. I think there's a few exceptions, of guys who haven't been sent to the dean, aka me, Chris, kid that sits next to us, whose name is Mikey, and the kid that sits behind him, the kid that sits behind me. Other than that, I'm pretty sure every guy in that class has been sent to the dean.
Yeah. And also, something that really frustrates me is that our teacher will go over, the new lesson or whatever, and she will show, an example equation of what we're, learning or whatever, or not learning, yeah. But, going over. And it's super simple. She teaches it, and you're like, oh, okay, I can get this. And, you and I can get it, Mikey can get it, even Dakota next to us can get it or whatever. And it's, it's so easy, said and done. And then that one girl, that one junior in our class,
We have a junior in our class?
Yeah, the
That's
one.
That's how much I pay attention, by the way.
We have, two juniors.
Oh.
But, you know the one junior with the blonde, long blonde hair, and, she looks like she just wears, a powdered face every day? Kind of.
That describes, half the girls in that class. You're gonna have to be a little more
specific. This one, she wears at least, 5 pounds of makeup.
Okay, I'll keep an eye out for her, but I'll act like I know who she is.
And she she has a big nose. She, has a really nasally voice.
Again, I'll have to keep an eye out for who it is.
Okay, I'm more observant than you, but,
Yeah, I don't care about that class, so I don't.
But, she...
Here's my criteria for paying attention to the class. One, is it actually important, and is it going to affect my grade with me actually having to study? Then I'll pay attention to the teacher and the actual material. If I'm concerned that someone's gonna shoot up the school in that class, then I'll pay attention to the kids. If I don't have any... If anything doesn't meet that criteria, I will not pay attention to that class. Obviously, it's going to change a bit for college, but for now, for senior year in high school, that's all I care about.
But, this girl, she, I don't know, I think she pays attention.
I think she pays attention.
Because, when you look at her, she's looking at the teacher constantly, just watching, just full-on focus, right?
Okay.
But then, our teacher will go over the basic thing of the material, super easy, super simple, and then she'll ask for her to do it again from the very start. And then our teacher will go over the same material again, but slower, for like 20 minutes, and you're just sitting there and you're like,
can we please get to the worksheet?
Can we get to the more complex equations going on here and the worksheet, please?
Well, the sad part is, she probably actually needs that help.
But like, then again, if she does...
Because we are in for math for college readiness, this is one of the lowest levels of math that is at a school.
Yeah, but like...
So...
Hold on, if she needs help, why is she in a senior level class as a junior? Why is she not in like liberal arts math?
Lambda.
Lambda.
Lambda. I don't... Liberal arts math? I thought that was called Lambda or something like... Or Lamb.
It's just called Lamb.
Lambda?
Lamb.
Liberal arts math, dumbass. That's why it's called Lambda.
But, like, she... Like, you know how, like, our teacher goes over, like, every lesson? Like, she'll start off with, like, a basic equation or whatever.
Yeah,
like, the base
yeah.
thing. But then she goes on to, like, something more complicated, and then she goes on to, like, another way to solve it, three other ways to solve it, and then something that's even more complicated, and then gives us the worksheet, right?
Yeah.
This girl will go over the fucking basic thing, and then she'll ask for her to repeat that entire thing over again.
Yeah.
But even slower. And then you just sit there, and you start falling asleep, because you want to get onto the next thing, and you're like, I already know what to do! And everyone else knows what to do, but she doesn't. And it's like, what? Why are you
well,
in this class?
Everyone that cares about that class or already knows how to do math knows what to do.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure half the class is like, I don't give a shit about this class.
Like, I don't, but I just want to get the work done so that I don't have to do it later.
Yeah, but they're more concerned about using the bathroom in the middle of the lesson.
I'm totally not gonna vape, Miss Teacher.
Miss Teacher.
I'm pretty sure one of them has said that once, right? They, like, said Miss Teacher.
Yeah, someone said Miss Teacher once. It's actually kind of funny.
What was that?
I have no clue. I don't know what that
I think
was.
Your car's talking to you. It's like, hey, there's a problem.
That's a first. My car's actually talking back to me.
It's like, ah, there's a problem going on here, but I got it handled. Don't worry.
I've been trying to think of a name for this car. I don't know what I should name it.
I don't know.
The first name that came to mind was Alexa, and then I'm like, wait a minute.
That doesn't seem right.
Not only does it not seem right, it seems a little too generic for Alexis.
You should name a Samsung smart fridge.
Bixby. The name for the smart fridge that you talk to.
Just name it Roomba.
Roomba. I don't know if you've seen the stupid Bixby commercials. And it's like, it's everyone sitting down for Thanksgiving dinner and like, this mom is talking to her fridge. It's a lot less insane than it sounds, I promise. I said that out loud, I'm like, wait a minute. That sounds like a commercial featuring an insane person, and you need, like, like some sort of schizophrenia medicine. No, that's not what this commercial is, I promise. So, it's this woman, and she's talking to her fridge. And it's like, she's like, Bixby. Put blah 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 on my shopping list. And then she's like, Bixby, set timer for blah blah blah, right? Normal things you would want your fridge to do, right? But instead of doing it manually, you just tell her to do it. It's basically like Siri in your fridge. So, you've got that whole entire shenanigan going on. But... And it's just a bunch of different people talking to the fridge, and like all of a sudden at the end of the commercial, they're all sitting down for like family dinner or whatever. And I get the intention of the commercial. It's supposed to be like, oh, this fridge helps bring people together. It helps you get all your stuff done, blah blah blah, whatever. But the way they say Bixby is so fast, I think I had to watch the commercial 20 times to actually realize they were saying Bixby and not something else. But it gets better. It gets better. The last time, you have the old man of the family talking to the fridge. And I'm pretty sure he stuttered over the name, and that's why I was getting ultra confused on it. Because he goes, Bixby.
Just like,
but a lot faster than that. So he stutters, and it kind of sounds like Eminem. And like in like one of his newer songs where he just kind of stumbles over his words for a second.
Yeah.
Because his new album is shit. My opinion. But
I can't get over the idea that we now live in the age
where we're talking to our fridges to tell us to make shopping lists.
Where we're fucking talking to our fridges. Just like, it doesn't make any sense to me.
Like, it doesn't make any sense to me that we're talking to our phones, our fucking random columns and shit that sit on our desks and counters that like keep track of all this stuff. Okay, so let me ask you something. If you tell your Google Home to like make you a shopping list, what are the odds that it's gonna take that information, send it off to like AT&T or whoever your wireless internet provider is, and say, hey, we got this cool deal for you at Costco. It's a cool promo about that thing you were shopping for that you never looked up on the computer. But you told your Alexa about it, so now we know what you want to shop for. Oh, God.
Samsung smart fridge, I need some bacon. You don't have any.
Oh, fuck. smart fridge, make me some bacon. Okay, and then like 3 minutes later, it makes just manufactured bacon.
Bacon just comes out of the ice thing. Like, Alexa, make me bacon. Okay, and then you just hear like the ice machine running, and then just hear a bunch of like tapping on the floor, and you just see a bunch of bacon coming out of the ice thing.
God. All right, well, that's going to be it for us today. Thank you so much for listening to our random podcast about MCR and newer technology.
Samsung smart fridges.
Actually,
speaking of Samsung smart fridges, you know what I renamed this phone to?
Samsung smart fridges.
Yeah. So every time I have my Bluetooth on,
Bixby.
Every time I have my Bluetooth on, you just see Samsung smart fridge just walking around the school.
Your AirDrop or whatever.
Yeah.
It's so great.
I need to get like Carson or someone to like AirDrop to me just so they can find my phone. But anyways, yeah, we're back
in school. Thank you, we much appreciate.
Why did you close the app?
Oh, anyways. I thought it was locked. I couldn't tell.
No. we're back at school and we're back to making podcasts again.
Yeah, it feels good to be back.
It's not good to be back.
Well, I mean, back making podcasts, not back to making school.
To making school, yeah. So, goodbye, everyone.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.